Video games, software, porn sites, and other crap that won't get you laid. Toys and Tech is now on Laser 103.3.
Mike Cosimano, writer for Comics and Gaming Magazine and freelance video game writer, joins us with a review of Call of Duty Black Ops 4. This has a zombie mode that's set on the Titanic, Mike?
There is literally a level set on the sinking Titanic.
Yes!
In this universe, the reason that Titanic sank is because the zombies got out. Someone used an evil artifact, and now the whole ship is screwed.
This is zombie
zombies
iceberg?
Is great. If you like zombies more than any other mode in these games, I think that's where most of the big improvements have been made.
And
zombies feels like more of a successor to the campaign mode than some of the story-based multiplayer missions they've thrown in there. Some Titanfall-esque stuff where you're playing the multiplayer, but the story's happening in the background. Zombies feels more like a traditional campaign experience. And I think for the first time in a while, there's room for you to have fun on your own or with friends. I think between like the more interesting levels, like the Titanic stuff or the different story modes that you can play in zombies, I think they finally found a way to make zombies interesting to people who aren't already obsessed with zombies.
Sure.
Mike Cosimano from Comics and Gaming Magazine and freelance video game writer on the Call of Duty Black Ops 4 joins us. Now, so this version now, Fortnite is everything. Now this version, there's a battle royale version here.
Yes. My patented hide in a bathroom technique still works in Blackout, which is their battle royale mode. It doesn't really have anything that sets it apart from some of the other battle royale games, especially PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, or some of you may know it, PUBG.
PUBG! My boyfriend played
PUBG
that all the time.
PUBG is unfortunately not available on the PlayStation 4, so
This
kind of scratches that itch, but it's all in first person, so you always feel like you don't really have a good sense of your surroundings. And like I said, mechanically, the way you play these games hasn't really changed. So if you have a way to win Battle Royale games, or if you feel like you can't ever quite clinch that victory, there won't be many new things here to change your mind, except for zombies hanging out in some parts of the maps. I guess, a new addition, but it doesn't really add anything beyond another way for players to die. And I think in Battle Royale modes, you're dying so frequently that it's not really a welcome addition.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So Call of Duty Black Ops 4, do you like it? Is it a winner? Do you recommend it?
I would say if you like Call of Duty, then yes, because you've already probably bought this game. But if you're more of a lapsed fan, I could see some of the changes they made being enough to get you back in. Like, there are no grenades.
What?
There's
no
a class-based system in the multiplayer where you get to pick Overwatch-style heroes, and only one of them has grenades. So the fact that they take that out of the Call of Duty loop and really strip everything down to just guns and a weird power, I think makes it a little bit more accessible for newer players. So I would say, I recommend this game, even though I think it's a little light on content.
Sure.
You kind of can't go wrong with a sale.
Okay. Mike Cosimano, Comics and Gaming Magazine and freelance video game writer. We appreciate it. Your take on the Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Next year, they should actually use Roman numerals properly.
Oh, did they not?
Oh, they just have the four hash marks, right? There's no one
V. It's just the four numeral ones.